Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update Podcast, your daily source for live updates on the Bitcoin market. Today, we dive into current Bitcoin technical analysis, track BTC prices, and explore market trends. We cover topics such as Grayscale Bitcoin shares narrowing discount and Lunar Crush's fundraising. We also discuss EU's stablecoin guidance and Cool Cat's gaming expansion, alongside Sound's recent $20M fundraising success. Scammers' reduced earnings, ransomware spikes, and AI's role in predicting cancer treatment results will be analyzed. Lobbyists' criticism of the McHenry crypto bill, the potential of quantum computers, and the auction of a notorious big photo as an NFT form part of today's discourse. We also note Binance's investment in a crypto game publisher and the impact of AI debates on Hollywood writers. Today's podcast will talk about fractionalized NFTs loaned to museums, Polygon's POL token launch, and layoffs at Dapper Labs. We discuss Arkham's Marketplace's divisive role in the crypto community, Tron DAO's developer tour, and an investigation into a former FTX exec. Additionally, ConsenSys's KVM rollup network revelation, Russia's approval of a national CBDC project, and the upcoming Binance BNB chain hard fork will be analyzed. We'll delve into Ripple v. SEC ruling, the fall of Bitcoin and Kava prices, Pepecoin analysis, and South Korean crypto holding regulations. We discuss the Matic to Paul proposal, comparison between gold and cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin's all-time highs in Argentina, the FTX bankruptcy case, and WalletPay's crypto payment enablement on Telegram. Finally, we explore the revolutionized sponsorship model by Noster Zaps and Value for Value podcasting. So, let's dive into some interesting news in the cryptocurrency and blockchain world. First up, we have an update on Grayscale Bitcoin shares, GBTC. The GBTC discount has recently hit its lowest point since last summer. What does this mean? Well, it suggests that there's renewed hope for an ETF approval in the US or the beginning of Bitcoin redemptions. Moving on, we have Lunar Crush, a social analytics platform that has managed to raise $5 million in Series A funding. But that's not all. They are aiming to expand their focus beyond just crypto and NFTs. They want to venture into stocks using artificial intelligence. It seems like Lunar Crush's ambitions know no bounds. In regulatory news, the EU banking watchdog has issued stablecoin guidance and is urging compliance ahead of MiCA. MiCA refers to the bloc's landmark rules for the crypto industry. This highlights the regulator's determination to ensure a compliant crypto industry. Now let's talk about the Cool Cats NFT project. They are taking their gaming endeavors to the next level with three upcoming titles. These games will offer action, puzzle, and endless runner experiences. And the best part? All three games are set to release within the next 9 months. It looks like Cool Cats fans have a lot to look forward to. Shifting gears, we have Sound, a platform that has recently raised an impressive $20 million. What's interesting is that this platform is open to all artists and allows them to drop their on-chain music. Sound has already paid out $5.5 million to artists over the past year, including big names like Snoop Dogg. It's great to see more opportunities for artists in the crypto space. Speaking of crypto, let's discuss the recent trading activity of Bitcoin and Ethereum. These leading cryptocurrencies have been trading relatively flat. However, following the release of the June Consumer Price Index, CPI figures, which indicate a 3% inflation rate in the US, both Bitcoin and Ethereum experienced a slight rise. It seems that inflation concerns continue to influence the crypto market. Next up, we have Gett Protocol, a platform that aims to take on Ticketmaster using NFT tickets. Gett Protocol has recently raised $4.5 million in seed funding, with support from Flow Ventures and the Tezos Foundation. They are emphasizing a Web 2.5 inches approach to ticketing, indicating their innovative vision for the future. In the world of cryptocurrency wallets, Coinbase has introduced a new messaging service to its self-custody wallet. This feature essentially combines the functionality of popular messaging apps like Telegram and Cash App. It's a convenient way for users to communicate within the wallet platform. Now let's talk about Threads, Meta's new social media platform. While Threads and Twitter share some similarities, there are key differences. One notable difference is the bifurcated newsfeed feature that Twitter introduced following Elon Musk's takeover. On the other hand, Threads currently only offers a single newsfeed. It will be interesting to see how Threads competes with Twitter in the ever-evolving social media landscape. Moving on to the LBRY token, it recently experienced an 18% drop in value. This follows the announcement that the file-sharing crypto project will be shutting down operations. LBRY's decision comes after a final judgment in their case with the SEC. It's unfortunate to see a project come to an end, but it's a reminder of the regulatory challenges in the crypto space. Now, let's discuss some news regarding the Silk Road Bitcoin. There are speculations that the U.S. government is preparing to sell the seized Bitcoin from the infamous darknet marketplace, Silk Road. As expected, such news has a significant impact on the market, stirring reactions from investors and enthusiasts alike. On the topic of regulations, Senator Cynthia Lummis, often referred to as the Bitcoin Senator, has renewed her push to address the erratic regulatory framework surrounding cryptocurrencies. She has been working on a bipartisan bill with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for over a year, and it is now ready to be reintroduced. This development shows that some lawmakers are committed to creating a more favorable environment for the crypto industry. Finally, let's talk about Elon Musk, the visionary and sometimes controversial figure in the tech world. After acquiring Twitter, Musk has now set his sights on untangling the very fabric of reality with his new AI startup called xAI. It's quite fascinating to see his ambitious ventures and how they impact various sectors. And speaking of tech giants, Google is making moves in the blockchain space. Their Play Store will soon allow games and apps to offer NFTs. This move is aimed at providing a safe, transparent, and trusted experience for users interested in blockchain games and NFTs. It's another step towards mainstream adoption. To wrap things up, despite rising token prices, crypto crime has seen a significant drop in 2023. While this is promising news, it's important to remain vigilant and continue implementing robust security measures to ensure a safe and secure crypto ecosystem for everyone. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more exciting developments in the world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. Hey there. Today we have some interesting topics to discuss. It seems like scammers are finding it harder to make money, according to Chainalysis. But on the flip side, ransomware attacks are becoming more prevalent. It's a constant tug of war between cybercriminals and cybersecurity. Moving on, let's talk about CancerGPT, an impressive AI system that can predict the outcomes of cancer treatment research. This exciting development could potentially revolutionize the field of medicine, providing valuable insights and improving patient care. In other news, a recent study suggests that large pre-trained language models have the ability to forecast how drug combinations affect rare tissues. This could have significant implications for drug discovery and personalized medicine. Shifting gears, lobbyists are raising concerns about a crypto bill proposed by McHenry. They claim that this bill could weaken consumer and investor protections. The lobbyists argue that while other technologies have proven their worth, the potential of cryptocurrency always seems to be just on the horizon. Speaking of exciting technologies, there is a groundbreaking discovery in the world of quantum computing. Scientists have observed an unusual superconducting state in specific atoms, which could unlock the potential for even more powerful quantum computers in the future. The possibilities are mind-boggling. Now let's delve into the world of art and blockchain. And a photograph of the iconic Notorious Big is up for auction, accompanied by an Ethereum NFT. This unique fusion of art and blockchain technology continues to gain traction and attract interest from enthusiasts and collectors. In the realm of gaming, Binance Labs has invested a whopping $15 million in Exterio, a crypto game publisher. With upcoming NFT and crypto games like Age of Dino and Overworld, Exterio is set to make waves in the gaming industry. Switching gears once again, Hollywood writers are pondering the next moves of the Actors Guild amid ongoing debates about AI. Some writers are concerned about their work being dissected and processed by machines, questioning the impact of AI on creativity and intellectual property. On the topic of NFTs, Particle, a fractionalized NFT project, has loaned a Banksy artwork worth $12.9 million to several global museums. The decision to loan the artwork was made collectively by the artwork's 10,000 co-owners. This shows the democratic nature and potential of fractionalized ownership in the art world. Polygon, a popular blockchain network, is set to launch its POL token as part of its transition to Polygon 2.0. This network upgrade aims to enhance the functionality and scalability of Polygon, making it even more suitable for various applications and use cases. In unfortunate news, Dapper Labs, the developer behind NBA Top Shot, has announced another round of layoffs. This marks the third round of layoffs in less than a year, raising concerns about the company's stability and the future of NBA Top Shot. Moving on to a controversial topic, Arkham's new docs-to-earn marketplace has stirred up mixed reactions in the crypto community. Some argue that this marketplace goes against the founding ethos of crypto, while others see the potential for a new and innovative approach to incentivize intelligence sharing. In Tron-related news, Tron DAO is starting its builder tour in New York. This tour aims to attract developers to the Tron ecosystem by hosting hackathons across the United States. It's an exciting opportunity for aspiring Tron developers to showcase their skills and contribute to the development of this blockchain platform. On a different note, a former FTX executive is reportedly under investigation for possible violations of campaign finance law. The details are still unfolding, and it remains to be seen how this investigation will unfold. Lastly, Consensus, a prominent blockchain technology company, has unveiled a ZKEVM roll-up network called Linea. This network aims to provide a more scalable and efficient environment for executing Ethereum-based smart contracts. As the Ethereum ecosystem continues to grow, scalability solutions like ZKEVM Rollup are crucial for its long-term success. And there you have it, a diverse range of topics covering scammers, AI and cancer treatment research, quantum computers, NFTs, crypto investments, AI in Hollywood, blockchain governance, investigations, and upcoming blockchain developments. Stay tuned for more exciting news and discussions in the world of technology, finance, and innovation. When it comes to the Ripple v. SEC ruling, many XRP investors are already taking positions in anticipation of the outcome. This report highlights the tension and uncertainty surrounding the case. On another note, Bitcoin seems to be tumbling towards the $30,000 mark, and Kava has experienced a significant 12% crash in the daily market watch. These movements in the crypto market can be worrisome for investors. In the world of cryptocurrency, there's always speculation about potential crashes, and one coin that's currently under scrutiny is Pepe Coin. People are wondering if a crash is imminent and what factors they should keep an eye on. A thorough Pepe price analysis can shed some light on this matter. It's not just investors who are looking closely at the crypto market. Regulators are also taking proactive measures. The South Korean regulatory body, for instance, plans to demand clear disclosures on firms' crypto holdings starting in 2024. This move aims to bring more transparency to the industry and protect investors. In the world of cryptocurrencies, innovation is always on the horizon. One such proposal that has caught attention is the potential transformation of Matic into Puel. This new Polygon proposal maps out an ambitious 2.0 roadmap that could significantly impact the crypto landscape. While cryptocurrencies continue to gain prominence, it's worth noting that the foundation of cryptography is robust and secure. Some argue that it is even stronger than gold. Unlike gold, which relies on social constructs like order and property rights, cryptography relies on one's ability to keep secrets. It functions independently of social order, making it an intriguing alternative to traditional forms of value. Gold, on the other hand, has its limitations. While it has been historically viewed as a valuable asset and a form of currency, its value depends on its ability to be light, durable, and transportable over distance. In comparison, assets like sheep, which can reproduce and create more value over time, can serve as a better store of value. Moreover, the ability to transfer assets over distance plays a crucial role in their suitability as currency. In the fall of the Bronze Age civilization and the Western Roman Empire, the preference for practical assets like apples over gold emerged. Moving on to Bitcoin, it's worth mentioning that it has reached all-time highs in Argentina. The volatile nature of cryptocurrencies can lead to extraordinary fluctuations in different markets. In recent news, FTX bankruptcy lawyers have requested a $323 million recovery from FTX Europe leadership. This development showcases the legal complications surrounding cryptocurrency platforms and underscores the need for regulatory oversight in this evolving landscape. Moreover, WalletPay has enabled Bitcoin, Tether, and Toncoin payments on the popular messaging platform Telegram. This integration presents an opportunity for more seamless and widespread adoption of cryptocurrencies. In the podcasting realm, there have been significant changes in the sponsorship model. Nostrzapps and Value for Value, V4V, podcasting have revolutionized the traditional sponsorship approach by prioritizing a direct connection between podcasters and listeners. This shift has empowered podcasters to create content that aligns with their vision, fostering a loyal fan base. Simultaneously, listeners can actively engage, support, and contribute to the podcasts they appreciate. This collaborative and equitable approach is paving the way for the future of podcasting. To show your support for the Bitcoin Street Journal, please consider visiting fountain.com, NosterBuild, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Pandora, Samsung Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, or iHeartRadio. Your support can be as simple as giving a like, share, or subscribing. We appreciate your continued support and thank you for listening to our podcast. On today's episode, we covered a wide range of topics, including the narrowing discount on Grayscale Bitcoin shares, Lunar Crush's successful $5 million raise, the EU's stablecoin guidance, Cool Cat's expansion into gaming, and Sound's impressive $20 million raise. We also delved into the latest news on scammers' dwindling profits, a spike in ransomware attacks, groundbreaking AI predictions for cancer treatment, the impact of lobbyists on the McHenry crypto bill, the potential of quantum computers, the NFT auction of a notorious big photo, Binance's investment in a crypto game publisher, the AI debate's influence on Hollywood writers, fractionalized NFT loans to museums, Polygon's launch of the POL token, Dapper Labs recent layoffs, the divisive Arkham's marketplace, Trondao's developer tour, the investigation of a former FTX exec, ConsenSys reveal of the ZKVM rollup network, Russia's approval of a national CBDC project, and Binance BNB chain's upcoming hard fork. We also discussed the Ripple v. SEC ruling, the impact of falling Bitcoin and Kava prices, the analysis of Pepecoin, South Korea's regulations on crypto holdings, the Matic to Paul proposal, the ongoing gold versus cryptocurrencies debate, Bitcoin's record highs in Argentina, the FTX bankruptcy case, the integration of wallet pay for crypto payments on Telegram, and the revolutionization of sponsorship models with Noster's apps and Value for Value podcasting. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.